plot twists. We're obsessed with them.
In film, life and love, they turn up everywhere.
Join us as we meet with TV and film stars to ask them about their favourite plot twists, both on and off screen.
We'll be talking to the likes of Carl Pilkington,
David Schwimmer and Nick Mohammed,
and Danny McBride and Edie Patterson.
So, expect the unexpected.
And hopefully some behind-the-scenes nuggets you've never heard before.
Join us,
Tom and Fran,
for the Plot Twist Podcast.
Subscribe now.
Omniverse.
Hello, this is creator of The Orphans, Zachary Fortescom. And I want to come here at the top of the show to thank some of our very dedicated patrons who help us make this show possible. Eloise Sherritt, Justin Izrecki, and The Call of the Flame are just some of our great patrons who make it possible for us to create this show. Thank you. If you'd like to join them and get some really awesome perks, then we suggest heading over to patreon.com/orphansaudio. Now, on with the show.
It's been ages. Where are they?
Just give them time.
If they're not back soon, we're gonna have to spend another night in the cave.
They'll be his. There! It's them! They broke out of the forest at a sprint, carrying huge bags of supplies.
Is something chasing them?
Should we be running?
No, wait. Nora might have a plan.
I don't know how much I'd be willing to risk on Nora maybe having a plan.
From the forest came four things. They looked human, but they moved like animals.
We need to go.
Wait.
Valerie, we need to...
Wait! Come on.
Get ready, we have weapons!
Told you, we need to fight.
I don't think I can.
Yes. Yes, yeah, you can. Now get ready. Nora held this long blade in her hands. Something about it caught me. It filled me with power, and I knew I was ready to fight. She threw the blade towards me and I grabbed it straight away. It came naturally.
Good job, Val. Let him have it.
Well done. Thanks.
What were those things?
They were on the ship.
One nearly bit my face off.
Judging by the nature of previous attacks, I would say that is a low possibility. It is more likely they would have ripped out your intestines or stomach.
For fuck's sake, Jeffrey, leave him alone, you're gonna freak him out!
Merely joking.
Is that all of them?
That is highly unlikely. My sensors picked up approximately 100 in direct pursuit as we exited the ship.
We lost most of them, though. But they are still out there and we should keep moving.
I agree. What did you guys find? Anywhere good?
It's pretty good.
How far out?
About 2 hours, 90 minutes if we make it quick.
Right, let's move then. Keep your weapons, we might need them.
The Orphans, Episode 2, Above the Trees.
Looks like we have another species to name.
Just don't make this one so crap, all right?
I still think Untamed would have been a good name.
But it just sounds so stupid.
Well, that's your opinion.
So what are you going to call these ones?
Let's see. They have grey skin.
And green eyes. Don't forget the eyes.
And they're vicious.
Let's call them the grey.
Seriously, how bad are you at naming things?
It is a particularly obtuse name.
Fine. What would you call it, Metal Man? Gonna use that artificial imagination?
They seem keen to bite people. We could just call them biters.
Good by me.
Yeah, fine. Whatever.
Biters it is.
It will be dark rather soon.
We're almost there.
Did you consider not abandoning the only place of shelter we have confirmed?
We need to put some space between us and the ship. Might as well start now.
Of course, in these sullen woods where anything could spring out to get us.
Give it a rest, Jeffrey.
We are safe, aren't we?
As safe as one can presume to be on an alien planet with no considerable
Yes, Olivia, we're fine. Jeffrey doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yes, let's all tell the computer that he is incorrect, shall we? Shall we also put to death those among us who question the flatness of the planet?
Stop it, Jeffrey.
Why? Are you concerned at the validity of my argument? You are aware that the likelihood of us surviving this trek...
Jeffrey, please!
Very well.
Guys, it's just up ahead.
We ran up over the ridge and through some trees, and there it was. There was a rock face surrounding the clearing. It was easily concealed. Foliage from a large group of trees covered the entrance. It was shaded from prying eyes above by leaves that draped overhead. I had to hand it to them. It was a great find.
Well done, you guys. This is fantastic.
And plenty of space for tents.
You found tents?
And sleeping bags.
Yes.
Well, let's get this place set up then, before we run out of light.
I'm going to start a fire.
No.
But we need to cook.
I don't want smoke in the air.
Hey. Look. We've got a cooker. We can use that to heat the food. It'll do. Trust me.
Great. You can set that up, Olivia. Get some food started.
Fine.
We had three tents between seven people. Each of them were clearly built to house eight or nine people, so we had no problems for space. We all split up, but no one felt safe enough to be with Jeffrey alone, so he stayed outside. It was that afternoon that people started to really feel safe.
Can I just have everyone's attention quickly, please?
I picked these up. They're voice recorders. I think we should be using them to document our time here. It could shed some light on things we're still unclear about, which is pretty much everything. Jeffrey, I want you to do one too.
Thank you, but I have an onboard record of all events as they have happened factually, so it is entirely unnecessary.
Great. Then you can say that into a recorder.
I find this very foolish.
That may be, but it could help, so please.
As you wish.
And what exactly do you want us to say?
Whatever you want. It's as much for you as it is for intelligence. This is what I've done.
It was chaos when we first landed. Things came for us. Kept running until we couldn't stand anymore. There were six of us, three men, three women.
Don't kill yourself to remember details, but whatever you have would be helpful. I'm going to collect them every couple of days and go through them. Make sure we're not missing something obvious. Good?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Great. Go back to what you were doing. You can come get one of these from me when you're ready.
Aren't you going to tell them about what we saw on the ship?
No, not now. We don't want to make them any more anxious than they already are.
But what if whatever's in there is intelligent? They could help us, couldn't they?
Everything on this planet has been a threat to us so far. I think we really need to consider how we approach anything we find, especially if it could be intelligent.
But...
I'm not saying that we don't investigate. I'm just saying, let's do it in our own time. Let's get ourselves set up here before we go out there. Okay?
Yeah. All right.
Thank you. I'd appreciate it if we kept this between us.
Of course.
Baz was a good kid. He just wanted to be honest with everyone, and I know that. Looking back at what I know now, I don't know if that was the right call. Maybe we could have been more prepared.
I mean, I don't remember anything. Except that I hate cats. I thought I saw one earlier, and I just about kicked it clear across the forest.
Aw, that's so mean. They just want love.
Oh, please. They're little hairy beasts. They'll turn on you as soon as you stop feeding them.
Hey, Richard, come here. I've got a secret for you. If I find a cat around here, I'm going to put it in your tent.
No, oh, don't. I don't want to have to deal with that.
I'll have you know that I would battle that cat with great courage and honour.
The second you have either of those things, I'll personally crown you king.
Richard, king of the forest, I shall bow down to you.
I will be a just and merciless ruler.
Then you mean merciful?
Absolutely not.
Guys... why don't we invite Jeffrey over? He's been his own since we finished setting up.
Nah, it's just the way he likes it. He doesn't want to hang around with us meatbags.
He's not that bad.
does make me uncomfortable.
At the end of the day, he is rude.
It's not like he doesn't have a good reason.
What do you mean?
He's in the same position as all of us. No memory and stranded, and we've treated him like something that could kill us at any second. No one actually treats him kindly, and yet none of us have any problem getting him to do work for us. I don't know about you, but if it was me, I'd be rude.
Robots don't have feelings, Baz. They're just metal and binary.
How do you know? What if he does? How would you feel then?
I think you're looking too much into this, Baz. He's a robot. He just has very rude programming.
Fine. Whatever.
I think I'm going to go to bed.
Me too.
I'll take first watch.
Everyone slowly went to bed. I was left on my own. I didn't believe a word they said about Jeffrey. They have no idea about the scope of his processing power. For all any of us know, he could be capable of emotions far more complex than any of our own. They don't listen. Ever. It's infuriating.
What? Jeffrey, what are you doing?
Nothing. I'm simply conducting maintenance on my arm. It appears to have been damaged.
Let me take a look at it.
That will not be necessary.
Just give me your arm. Thank you. I found some repair tools on the ship. You're lucky.
I am perfectly capable of repairing myself.
Are you sure about that? It was a connection from your elbow to your shoulder. It was loosened and partly detached. I put it back into place.
Thank you.
You need to transfer that body soon. Those things were tough. But they weren't meant to last more than a few weeks. Someone would have picked you up by now if your homing signal was working.
I am aware of this fact.
Are you sure that you can't bypass your programming and activate it?
It's not simply programming that prevents it. There appears to be a third-party program installed, annulling the homing signal.
How can that even happen?
I am unsure.
Can I access programming directly?
Only with access to a secondary processing unit.
Where would we get one of those?
I doubt there would be any located on this system. They only come with intelligent life. The ship does not seem viable, as all processing units found on the ship were irreparably damaged. It is unlikely any more remain.
Well, we need to find a way off this planet then, won't we?
I find that unlikely.
Don't be so pessimistic.
Why? I'm just a robot, after all. No emotions and all that.
You heard.
Yes.
Listen. Sometimes people can be cruel when they face the unknown. It's just instinct. They need to survive. They'll come around, just give them time.
Why should I?
It's always better to hold your hand out in friendship to those who hurt you than retaliate. They clearly need a hand. Whether or not they deserve it.
That is a particularly crude expression.
Well, I think it's true. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't. Anyways, I'm going to go back out and keep watch.
Allow me. I don't require much rest, and you did repair my arm.
Thank you.
You are welcome. Consider it an apology for my actions on the walk over here. Good night.
Wait.
Yes?
We'll see if we can get you in our tent. Keep your body out of the elements, and it should last longer.
Thank you.
Take the magic of Disney's Frozen 2 with you anywhere.
It began with two sisters.
Into the unknown.
See Frozen 2 first on digital download.
Into the unknown.
The number one animated film of all time.
Promise me we do this together, okay?
I promise.
Watch instantly on all your devices, at home or on the go.
I believe in you, Elsa, more than anyone or anything.
Disney's Frozen 2, available to download and keep now on Apple TV.
This is Acast Recommends. Every week we pick one of our favorite shows
and this is one we think you're going to love.
Hey everybody, I'm Scott from What Culture, host of the What Culture Gaming Podcast. We are a gaming podcast that uploads multiple times a week, delving into everything from hype-ranking the latest upcoming releases, doing franchise or game-specific breakdowns, picking apart some breaking news, or just arguing over whether Sekiro is better than Bloodborne. Of course, it absolutely is. To find us, search for the What Culture Gaming Podcast on Acast, Spotify, iTunes, Podbean, or wherever else you can think of. Thanks so much to Acast for helping us get off the ground, and hopefully you'll hear from us very soon.
Acast is home to the biggest podcasts from the UK and around the world. Subscribe to this show and hundreds more now via Acast or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started that first day on a high. People were still feeling the buzz from setting up camp. No one had started to ask the long-term questions yet. I was hoping to keep it that way. Hey, Will, can I talk to you?
Yeah, what's up?
How does everyone seem today?
What do you mean?
Are they calm? Is anyone being irritable?
No, everyone's doing all right, actually.
Okay, good.
Why?
I'm just checking. I want to keep everyone calm. Look, I need to leave camp with Baz to look for water. Can you hold this place down?
Yeah, sure, no problem.
Also, they need to know how to defend themselves. You, Val, and I are fine. We can take care of ourselves. I don't think any of the others know how to fire a weapon, though.
You're right. We'll start training them up.
Can you get a start to that?
I think so.
Perfect. I'll see you when I get back. Baz, can I grab you?
Yep.
You feeling all right after guard duty?
Yeah, I'm good.
Not too tired?
No.
Good. I've got something for us.
What have you got?
We're going to do a little recon. We'd been walking for about half an hour, maybe a little longer. Will had started up weapons training right before we left. You could tell some of them weren't happy about it.
You found any water yet?
Not yet.
How much further are we going?
I reckon we could stop here. This one looks good.
What, the tree?
Yeah. I want you to climb it.
What? I can't climb trees.
Well, you better learn quick.
Why do I have to do it?
Because the others don't know about the dome and I have to stay down here to make sure nothing climbs up after you.
Dome? You've named it.
I couldn't keep calling it structural building, could I? Now get up the tree. You'll be fine. Keep an eye out for water, too. Here. Take these.
Binoculars?
From the ship. Hold on tight.
All right. Here goes nothing.
You're doing well. Keep going.
How much further should I go?
Right to the top. We need the best view.
I don't know if I can go any further.
You're going to be all right. Just don't look down.
Okay, I'm here.
See anything?
I looked into the binoculars and did a sweep of my surroundings. I turned my head to see what was around me. The majesty of the land stretched out in front of me. The forest carried on for what looked like miles to the north. The trees were thick and you couldn't see much past the tops. To the east was wide open plains. A few odd-looking animals seemed to be grazing on the land. To the west was the source of our troubles. Cloaked in a thick layer of fog was the dome.
Any sign of activity at the dome?
Nothing!
What about the wreck?
I shifted my gaze to the wreck. And it was gone. It's gone. The ship's gone.
What?
I know, it just gone.
What was that?
I looked back and saw that a hatch had opened near the base of the dome. A single dog emerged. It broke into a sprint towards the forest.
It's a dog. It's running into the forest.
Where in the forest?
It's coming in where we did. It looks like it's heading for...
I turned around to look back at roughly where the camp was. A tall stack of dark smoke was climbing into the air, leading them straight to us.
Where is it going?
Camp. It's running to the camp.
Hi, it's me, Zach, your favorite showrunner and voice of the credits. If you'd like to support the Orphans, you can do so by joining our Patreon at patreon.com/orphansaudio. We also have a Ko-fi and a merch store on TeePublic. You can find links to those in our show notes. Don't forget that you can follow us on Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, and Instagram at orphansaudio. Or join our Discord server where I... Well, this script tells me that I never share spoilers because Ella Watts will yell at me, but the fact of the matter is I know that to be false, so take that as you will. This week, I want to recommend you to listen to Marsfall. Marsfall is like our show because it features robots and space. But seriously, if you like great soundtracks, amazing characters, and cinematic storytelling, then you're going to love this podcast. Check them out. This episode starred Amy Kember, Alex Bird, Declan Galpin, Gavin Richards, James Barbarossa, Elsie Gerling, and Ruby Parker Harbord. Our sound assistant was Jody Stegman. Our assistant producer is Ella Watts. The art is by Laura Gerling. The music is by James Barbarossa. Please don't forget to rate and review on Apple Podcasts and Podchaser. It's really important. Thank you so much for listening. Take care.
A Friday night family dinner should be a time of calm and relaxation. A chance to unwind after a hard week with the ones you love. But not if you're the Goodman family. Chaotic British sitcom Friday Night Dinner is back on Channel 4, starring Simon Bird, Tom Rosenthal, Tamsin Gregg, Paul Ritter, and Mark Heap. It's an extra helping of belly laughs. Brand new Friday Night Dinner starts Friday, 27th of March, only on Channel 4 and All 4.